but also looking at a few other pieces, including the International Dark Skies Week and online astronomy classes. But David, you're welcome to us again once more here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much.
David, I suppose before we go over to the two main parts, it sounds if there's anything particularly special we should be looking out for in the sky at the moment.
Oh yes, indeed. We have the planet Venus blazing in the west as soon as it gets dark, so the sun sets around 8:30. But if you look over in the west, you'll see a brilliant star, in quotes, which is actually the planet Venus. And it's going to be on view for several months to come. But the interesting thing is, if you take a close look, just to the right of it, you might see a little clump of stars. That's actually the brightest star clusters under the sky, the Seven Sisters, or Pleiades. And if you've got a pair of binoculars, you get a really fantastic view with a nice diagram in the current issue of the magazine that shows exactly what they look like. And they're going to be visible for several nights to come. And the diagram of the magazine goes all the way up to the weekend. And it's something to see with the naked eye. So anyone can have a look. And we'd recommend they do. We've had a few clear evenings. I think it's fantastic views. And we're hoping everybody else will as well. If you do see it, do send in a report that you saw to Astronomy Ireland magazine. You may see your name in light next month.
Absolutely. That'd be great. And any other planets floating around at the moment? Or?
Yeah, I think of it, of course, Venus, fly these things, really only a line of sight effect. Venus is a couple of hundred million kilometres away from us, about as far away as the sun is. But the star cluster is over 400 light years away. So when you look at them, you're actually seeing the cluster of stars as they were over 400 years ago. So that'll take you back to 1600 or so. But the light from Venus only takes about 10 minutes to get to us. So it's very much a line of sight effect. It's like putting your finger up in front of your eyes and looking at the Eiffel Tower. You know that your finger will look as big as the Eiffel Tower, but nothing could be further from the truth. Yeah. It's just line of sight effect. The other thing you can see, of course, is Mars. Mars is not as bright as it was when it was closest to Earth back in December, but it's still visible plainly to naked eye. It's to the left, upper left of Venus. If people know the stars, it's in the constellation of Gemini, which a lot of people have heard of. And it's actually passing close to a naked eye star tonight and tomorrow night called Mebsuta. So that's also in the magazine. People can look out for that. And then if you want to have a challenge to the lower right of Venus in strong twilight, you might just be able to see Mercury. It's coming to the end of its week-long period of visibility. And I think that's the 1 in 1,000 people in the world has ever seen Mercury live. So it's your chance to join that elite club. So there's been a lot happening in the sky in the last couple of weeks, and we'll continue to do so for the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Now, to go back then to the two main subjects, I suppose, the International Dark Skies Week taking place 15th to the 22nd of April, I presume the idea of this is to try and highlight the importance of a dark sky to see the stars and the planets properly.
Yes, and of course, one of the sad things we're losing with modern technology and the proliferation of humans around the planet is the night sky. And that would be a terrible tragedy, because not only has it inspired scientists to study the universe, but also poets, artists, because, you know, a dark sky away from city lights is one of the most beautiful sights in nature. And the Mayo Dark Sky Park, which has just come online recently, is going to protect that area around the Newport Valley Croy area. And they're running special events for International Dark Sky Week every night from Sunday the 16th until it ends the following Saturday. So do check out their website. Just search for Mayo Dark Sky Park. I think it's mayodarkskypark.ie. So it's easy enough to find. You'll see a list of all the events if you're in the area, or you can get to the area. And of course, from there, I've been there myself. The skies are gloriously clear. Dark, shall we say. Clear means we have to get rid of the pesky clouds. We have a lot of them in Ireland. But once the clouds go, you'll see the Milky Way with the naked eye, thousands of stars with the naked eye, and not many bright patches on the horizon, whether in nearby towns and cities, which is the bane of those who live on the East Coast, where we have a lot of large towns and that one horrible big city, Dublin, that lights up the sky for about 50 miles in any direction.
Yeah. absolutely. Now, I know that once I'm talking to you before, we were talking about the whole idea of the Milky Way and how the majority of people in the world now never get to see the Milky Way, which, you know, is such an amazing sight. But, I mean, it is such a sad thing to think that people just don't see that wonderful, whatever you want to call it, that whole fabulous array of stars and planets.
Yes, I know from when you meet people who live in cities and they go away on holiday, especially the west of Ireland, and they come back and say, is that the same sky they have that we have over Dublin? Because it looks very different. Because over Dublin it looks orangey, thanks to all the street lights, and bright. When you get out to a rural location, of course, it's pitch black. You, on a moon-free night, you can't see your hand in front of your face, and of course then all the stars come out. The human eye is an amazing device. It doesn't really work like a camera. It has special techniques that it evolves. Its human sight is based on the sight of other animals for hundreds of millions of years. And we've evolved these various systems that as the light level drops, our eyes can chemically compensate for that. And so it's not like a lens and a camera that just opens up a bit wider, which our little iris and our pupil does. But there's other things that go on the back of the eye that dwarf that effect completely. And so we can see an extremely low light level in the pitch dark. So all the stars come out and you wouldn't normally see them. In fact, you'll know this. If even if you're in a rural location, a bright house, the lights are on, you walk outside, you won't see all the stars straight away. It takes several minutes for your eyes to adapt to the darkness. So there's all these tricks we have in astronomy. I mean, we run one big event every year for this, and it's up in the Wicklow Mountains. Or Starbecue. It's on September the 9th this year. You see the details on our website. And you need to give your eyes 5 to 10 minutes to get used to the dark. And some people say in a perfectly dark site, up to 45 minutes, the human eye just keeps getting more and more sensitive to the darkness.
Yeah, it's fantastic to do that. So the other thing, that the online astronomy class is starting on Wednesday the 19th. How do these operate for people who would like to take part?
Well, the great thing now is that they're online for everybody in the country. All 32 counties can avail of them. And they start on Wednesday the 19th, right in the middle of International Dark Sky Week. And the complete topic list is given on our website, astronomy.ie. But you're going to learn about the Big Bang and life in the universe and all the exciting topics in astronomy over the course of 8 weeks. And people who sign up will automatically be made members of Astronomy Ireland so that they get our magazine every month, which will keep them up to date. And the hope is after the 8 week course, they'll keep their subscription up for decades to come, because we can top up their knowledge then with all the latest discoveries and predictions of what to see in Irish sky, but also reports of what Irish people are seeing. It's the only Irish astronomy magazine, so we hope, we're always looking for beginners. We hope people are going to support it by joining up. And if you want to do a formal class, 2 hours a night, for 8 Wednesday nights, and then go to astronomy.ie and sign up at any time online.
And of course, I suppose that, can you look back over them again? I mean, are they online all the time then for people to check up on things, or is it just on that one night?
Yeah, that's the other great thing. They're automatically recorded. So if something happens, you can't make one of the 8 Wednesday nights, then we can send you the recording of the class, and you can watch it again at your own leisure. You can even watch it again if you just want to revise a little bit, something we could never do with live performances. Mm-hmm. So being online means we can cover the entire country, and to a certain extent do it even better. And we have a fantastic tutor, John Campbell, who's one of the YouTube influencers in astronomy. He has about 50,000 followers, and he's an expert in astronomy. But like the rest of us, he's a young kid, was a young kid, who was interested in astronomy, and took the hobby all the way up to a career. So he knows what it's like to start off as a child with no knowledge of science. And that's the kind of people that we aim the class at. In fact, everything Astronomy Ireland does is aimed at the general public. We're not a science research institution. We report on what they're doing, and we try to convert all their jargon into simple language. And we think that's one of the reasons why the club has become the world's most popular astronomy society here in Ireland. Another Irish success story, so do get involved.
Absolutely.
Is what we're always trying to tell people.
Absolutely. And David, I suppose just before we finish up, that that whole idea of, you know, people getting involved in science and all of that and looking at the stars, I presume over the years there's been huge changes. I mean, since you've been starting and covering all of these subjects, you know, new discoveries, of course, the new telescopes are amazing what they're showing us. It really is a developing science all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's almost a shame what we have to not include the magazine every month. There are that many discoveries being made. But, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't know the age of the universe. We had an idea it was between 10 and 20 billion years old. Today, they're arguing about 13.7 or 13.8 billion years old. And the other thing we have are monthly talks that happen online, again, aimed at the general public. And not the April, the March one was actually about that particular topic. How do we know the age of the universe? The one this month was more about what is going to happen to the universe in the distant future. And I won't spoil the ending, but it's not a happy story. And you can still watch that talk online if you want. Again, the website, astronomy.ie, and they happen every month. There's a weekly email that goes out to all the members, remind them what to see in the sky, any new events that come up. And the whole thing, because it's mostly run by volunteers, costs about €1 a week. So it's a very inexpensive hobby to get involved in.
Okay. Well, David, as always, it's wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much for being with us. And we'll talk to you again in a few weeks or a month's time anyway, okay? Thank you.